right now. We're going to go to Pennsylvania and talk to Harriet. Harriet, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I do have a question, a little bit of a dilemma. So if you want me to go into it, I will.
We would certainly want to hear all about it.
Okay. I think you can hear my dog in the background,
That's okay.
We love dogs here on the radio show.
Oh, I've only had him for about 2 weeks, so he's a Pekingese.
And they'll,
he's cute.
They'll,
but anyway.
They'll bark a little bit from time to time.
Yeah. when you don't want them to. I have two patios. My house is like, I bought this about 25 years ago, and I had two beautifully brick patios put in that are on opposite sides of the house and brick walkways and so forth. And, of course, they were done quite well, laid in sand. And sand in between the bricks. But after 25 years and a lot of power washing and, you know, a little neglect on my part, I'm looking to re-sand everything, which I've done occasionally, but not enough. So now I had the option. A friend of mine had fine stone dust, which she was able to get from somebody who used it as foundations for memorials and cemeteries. Mm-hmm. And I began to look online to see, you know, would this be better than sand? And I came up with, you know, varying opinions. So I'm looking for some real good help on this because my bricks are not cracked. You know, a few of them are here and there, chipped and cracked, but not anything that, you know, you'd say had weathered very badly. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do anything that's going to, you know, perhaps cause a problem in the future.
Okay. Well, the only thing I'd be concerned with is, you know, the real fine dust that you're mentioning seems as if it would wash away at some time, too. I'll see what Joe says about that. But, you know, one of the products that have been developed over the last few years to address this kind of thing is the polymeric sand. Are you familiar with that?
Well, yes, somebody had told me about that, and I was looking, I thought, well, this sand, this dust that this person has, if I could take it off her hands, she would be very, you know, pleased if I could do that. But the polymeric, is that expensive? I didn't really look into the expense of it.
No, it's not. No, I mean,
it's not that much more.
It goes a long way, too.
It's not that much more than play sand.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes a long way, yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking the same thing, Harriet, that if you're going to redo this, and first of all, you can try it, you know, and get one bag and try it and put it in. The polymeric sand, you know, has additives in it. It's a very fine grain sand. It has additives, which are polymers. And when it gets wet, it kind of binds everything together. It's almost like a glue, for lack of a better word.
Right.
It binds it together. So it's much less likely to come out. Now, but polymeric sand needs to be a certain thickness as far as width of the joint. How wide are the joints between the brick that you have now?
Yeah, and on the patios themselves, it's probably about a quarter of an inch.
Okay.
In some places, it's a little bit more where, you know, the walkways where you've got ground on either side and they've kind of shifted
right.
a little bit
yeah.
more. But
well, typically,
I would say,
polymeric sand's good for up to about a quarter of an inch. You can check the directions on the bag, so you'll probably be okay. And it might be able to handle a slightly wider joint as well, but I think quarter inch is approximately what they recommend.
Okay.
But before you put it down, I'd recommend scratching out between the bricks with a slotted screwdriver or putty knife or something like that to get everything out, as much of the old sand and dirt and weeds or whatever. And then, you know, maybe go over it with a vacuum, with a wet, dry vac, and suck out all the loose debris, and then pack in then sweep in the sand, and then you want to mist it with water because it's the water that binds it together.
Binds it. Well, that sounds pretty good then. So I can go either way depending on the result that I want. Like you said, the fine dust possibly would not last.
Right.
Right.
And it's possible you could even mix that together. You know, that might be an idea to think about, that you, that way you're making your friend happy and you're able to utilize that. You're going to be using a little bit less polymeric sand, but you might be able to just mix that up together and then you just put it out over the whole area and just brush it in a 45 degree angle to force it into the cracks.
Uh-huh.
And like Joe said, a little bit of misting on it and stay off of it a little while. And you might have just the secret there.
All right. Well, that would be good. I think that that probably would be the way that I would go, because then I would have a little bit of the binding.
Uh-huh.
And, right. You know, possibly see what the future might bring as far as, you know, what else I would have to do if, in fact, you know, it will need more sand to come in. Because once you power wash, that sand really, you know, flies
right.
out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Well, hope this will help you a little bit, Harriet. Thanks so much for being a part of the show this week.
Thank you
very
much.
Good luck with the dog.
I appreciate it. Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.